I grew up in church, and it wasn't until I became a preteen, early teenager, that I became a preacher's child. And when you're in those households with parents who minister or counsel families and couples and children and individuals all the time, like your parents' sole purpose and sole job in their life is to help others, you kind of, as a child, you kind of get an in to a lot of different people's lives, and you kind of get to know people kind of on the sidelines. You get to view people and their lives, and you kind of get to see what goes on in different people's lives. And it kind of made me a critical child, or teenager, preteen, and I kind of grew up thinking critically of different people, you know, like, oh my gosh, how can anybody think like that? Or like, they should not do that. I'm never going to do that. When I grow up, I'm never going to do that, and stuff like that. So I spent the majority of my life harshly judging others and what they should or shouldn't be doing in every aspect of their lives, which in turn made me think and look at myself, my own self, the same way, harshly judging myself in every aspect of my life, not giving myself any grace. I found myself habitually trying to justify all of my thoughts, all of my words, all of my actions. I continually thought I needed to find really good reasons on what I desired to do and why I desired it. I thought I would need, like, I don't know, like scientific proof or like educational knowledge or, you know, the equivalent, just to back up the goals that I wanted for my life or the goals that I had set out for my life. I thought too much. I overthought, and those thoughts were very, like I said, very critical. And although I don't really like talking about that part of my life, when I was younger and growing up in a church or religious setting, I kind of, like, looking back, I do despise that part of my life, which was the majority of my life. But I have since been on a path to healing that part of my life, because I do believe that it was a little bit on the obnoxious side, very, very religious in the more of like the pseudoscience or the pop psych way of dealing with mindsets and thought patterns and the way of somebody's lifestyle. It was very harshly educated in a way, not necessarily from my parents, so to speak, but from the organization that we were acquainted with and the organization that taught my parents how to minister, I should say. But we have since, and it's been a little while now, have pretty much broken free from that sort of oppressive organization or a cult, for lack of better term. I don't necessarily like talking about that aspect of my life quite yet. I do know that I will probably share my life story at some point, but like I said, I'm still on the path of healing and discovering my own self outside of what I grew up doing. I'd have to say that my turnaround or my thought patterns changed and my healing processes started when I acknowledged my unfair criticism to myself and to others and realized the critical thinking and the harsh judgments that I was taught and how I was taught to view people and things in and the world itself. I acknowledged that it was unfair, and, you know, I took account and responsibility for the way I viewed life in general, the way I viewed people, the way I viewed human beings, the way I viewed the ways of life, you know, just everyday life. I remembered there are no rules to life. There are no rules to this life. We all have this one chance at the greatest adventure ever. I always like saying this great adventure we call life, because this is our adventure. You know, you have people always looking for, you have some people that look forward to like vacations and, you know, when's the next time they get to go for a carnival ride or whatever, which is awesome. But I think sometimes people just need to kind of go back and just realize that our entire life is an adventure, and we should choose and create a life that we don't need a vacation from. And every time that I see like a meme or a quote saying that, I'm just like, yeah, I want a life that I don't need or want a vacation from. I want every day. I want my vacation days, and I want my normal at-home days, and I want my normal going-to-work days to be so super fantastic that I don't feel drudgery and that I don't yearn for the next vacation day that I get or fake sick day so that I can stay home or whatever. So in this adventure that we call life, I am determined to relax and to be kind and to be mindful and to live in the moment and to look at everything, to hear everything, to taste everything, use all of my senses. I'm starting with my inner being and getting solid in myself and what I know to be me. I am analyzing, and not in a bad way. I am looking at everything I see, everything I hear, all of my senses, all of my inner self, and I'm getting to know myself, my true self. If I do not love myself, I cannot share any love to others. I am living intentionally and starting each moment on purpose. My goal is to be increasingly successful in my passions, all of my passions. My standard is happiness. I want to pursue peace. I want to pursue joy. I want to spread love throughout this universe, and I know that that can only be done if I'm super centered with myself, and if I love everything about myself, and if I find corners of myself that I don't like, then I'm going to change them, and I'm going to actively put effort into changing those aspects of my life. It's going to be hard. I know it is. It's already been hard on my healing journey. This whole process has been so difficult and so hard, and I know most people probably wouldn't believe me. Shoot, sometimes I don't believe myself, but I know a lot of things. I know, and it's kind of hard to necessarily expound on that, but I know in myself and in my inner being, I know that it's very hard. But I know that I am getting through this successfully. I know that I am. I know that I am putting effort and joy towards the healing process. I know that stresses and anxieties are very normal. I know that fears and emotions are normal. I know that all of these things are normal. And in the past, I tried to pretend, or I should say, avoid them because they were like a big no-no. They were like, no, you can't fear. No, you can't stress. No, emotions are bad. And so I tried to steer away from them. But now I'm like embracing them. I'm embracing them and I'm putting them in their place because they are normal in my life. Stress is normal. Anxiety is normal. Fear is normal. Emotions are normal. Crying is normal. Disliking things is normal. It's how we handle things that matters. I'm starting to look at everything, every feeling that I have, every emotion that I have, every fear that I have, every doubt that I have, every stress that I have, every anxiety that I have, everything. I'm looking at it. I'm analyzing it. I'm seeing what belongs to me or what just came to me and I need to trash out, you know? Taking effort, and it's hard, and it will be hard. It's going to continue to be hard. I'm not even going to pretend that it's going to be downhill from here. I'm pretty sure it's probably just going to get tougher from here, but I am willing to do the work that I need to do to live a completely peaceful life. And I don't mean like live a life without strife. I mean live a life, you know, full of happiness and being able to take the situations and being able to take the things that want to turn my world upside down, taking those things and putting them in their place and not letting them disrupt my inner self. And it's going to take practice. It's going to take moment by moment, step by step, everyday things, every moment things. Every moment choice. Every moment is a choice. And I know that I am going to continue to successfully go on in my life with happiness and with stability and, you know, with love. Dakota and I have made the decision to level up and to evolve, and here we go. Thank you all for listening today. I hope that you got something from today. I hope that this touched your heart. I hope that you will continue with me and in my journey of healing. And if you have anything that you would like to say to me, like comment, or if you have any questions, then you can definitely email me at threadsrandom@gmail.com, or you can follow me and message me on Instagram, which is random_threads_podcast, and threads has a Z at the end. And follow this podcast. Like I said, I will probably eventually, I don't know when, but I probably will share my life story sometime, and it will definitely be hard to share it because I have a lot of scars and bruises and really ugly past. I have a lot of great past too. I have a lot of great memories and joyful memories to choose from and to be super happy about and to think about. I just have a lot of scars that, you know, we grew up not necessarily being able to talk about the nasty things or the hurtful things in our past lives because we were supposed to just forget about our past. We were supposed to forget about all the bad things that ever happened to our past, whether it was loss of love or missing people or not being able to talk to people or whatever. We weren't really allowed to talk about that sort of stuff or even to even think about that sort of stuff. And so sometimes when I think about the bad things or the sad things or the hurtful things that happened in my past, it feels like 10 times more hurtful than it actually probably is, just because I was never able to talk about it. And so I was never really able to have a grieving process with my past. And so when I do think of things that were not necessarily the greatest in my past, it does feel crazy, ridiculously harmful, because I'm just now bringing them up so that I can grieve them and so that I can write them in myself. Anyways, so just follow me on the podcast, follow me on Instagram, follow me, and we'll get it out of me one way or the other. Thank you for staying with me in my healing process and in my mindful journey and in my positive explosions throughout the universe. I know that if I can be taking steps higher and higher into happiness, I know that you guys can too. You know, everybody has a crazy, ridiculous past of ups and downs, goods, bads, nasty, clean. You know, we all have a past. We all do. And we all have to make the choice to step up and out, you know, up and out. Let's level up together. Thank you guys. Talk to you next weekend.